Tucker Peterson of the Future Stars 4-H Club joins me at McCook County 4-H Achievement Days in Salem. Tucker, thanks for visiting with us. So, wow, you've been in 4-H more than 10 years. What got you started?
It all started when my brother and sister started showing animals and entering projects. And I'm like, well, they got at least 5 years or so of doing this. So I'm like, I might as well join. And I joined, and I've liked it ever since.
So what kind of projects are you showing here at Achievement Days?
I got an old-style bench from an old Chevrolet and then a shotgun shell American flag.
Tell us about the bench.
The bench is from an old tailgate of a buddy of mine, and I'm using it to make a bench. I use the old hinges and everything. You can open it if you even want to. And it's actually going to him as a wedding gift for this fall because he's getting married.
And what goes into putting a bench together?
In my opinion, one of the most important parts about getting a bench ready, you put it together, is probably, I would say, the structural integrity. Because if it's not strong, if someone sits on it, it's going to collapse and it's not going to look good at all.
And I understand you're also showing sheep here at Achievement Days. What kind of sheep are you showing?
I got 3 crossbred ewes.
How do you go about preparing them for showing?
So preparing them, you first actually start, as soon as you get them, you start preparing their legs wool to get them growing more thicker leg wool, because that would help. And then you also start preparing them, getting more muscular and more wider, get ready for showing. And then once it comes to showing time, you do a nice, you shear all their wool off, get all their leg wool ready and everything like that. And actually, you try to practice with them a lot, because if you don't practice with them, they're going to run away from you in the ring, and that's just embarrassing.
What is the judge looking for?
Actually, it's going to depend on the type of sheep, like market. It's going to be more so like what would sell the most on the market kind of type of deal like that. And then like in breeding, it's like what would you want in a sheep, like tall fronted, more leg wool, wide body, big hips. It's like it's whatever you want in a sheep when you breed.
Are you thinking about trying any projects in the future, even though, you know, you've got a lot of experience, more than 10 years?
I think I'm just going to add on to my bench, add like a little cooler thing in there, make it a little fancier. That's about all I know, because I got a year to think about this.
Tucker, what do you find most exciting about Achievement Days?
I would say seeing my friends before school starts and seeing all the other cool projects and animals people got here.
And finally, if someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I would tell them it's a great way to learn a bunch more stuff about agriculture, animals, projects, anything like that. Especially if you go to 4-H, you can learn a bunch more stuff there, because you'd see like the best of animals in every project in the state.
Tucker Peterson of the Future Stars 4-H Club joins me here at McCook County 4-H Achievement Days in Salem.